Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to this journey each and every day as we face the issues, to have you included, to have you, our listener, participate in the dialogue and the discussion about the issue of the day. We're talking about today watching prophecy fulfilled. Watching prophecy fulfilled. Yes. What we're seeing each and every day is the foreshadowing of the ultimate events that we find in the prophetic eschatological word of God. We're watching prophecy unfolded. We're watching the foreshadowing of those events that shall take place in the very near future in not only America, but around the globe. Let me remind you as we face the issues that we invite you, our listener, to join in the dialogue and the discussion. And lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets directed through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comments, your dialogue, and discussion about the issue each and every day. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. There's no better place to place our faith and trust and confidence than in the Word of God. It's what I call the truth book. It is the truth of the Word of God. Jesus says to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not free just because we know the truth. It is the truth of the Word of God that sets us free, according to Jesus Christ's own statement. And then Jesus says in John 14, 6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. It is the truth of the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Logos of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus Christ is the living Word of God. And Jesus says, I am truth. And then he says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that we need to place our faith and trust and confidence in each and every day. Psalms 146, 3. And I'll paraphrase for the benefit of the impact, that we're not to place our faith and trust and confidence in man, i.e. government, but in God. That's where we place our faith and trust and confidence. We're not to fear, but we're to faith God. Faith him, trust him, depend upon him. And it's the truth of the Word of God that allows us to do that. Truth is a word that is not often spoken of in the liberal circles today. In fact, truth is not sought, generally speaking. It was George Orwell, the secularist of years ago, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be absolutely true today, ladies and gentlemen. If you stand for truth, if you speak the truth, you'll find those that will look at you strangely. There will be those that will challenge you. As I had one person on one occasion, I was talking about issues and what's taking place. Where did you hear that? I watch the news all the time and I never see it or hear it. I said, what are you watching? Ultimately, the decision was, and the discovery was, watching the Communist Network News. We find things taking place today. For example, we're discovering more and more every day that the election was fraudulent, that Donald Trump was, in fact, elected president, that there was a coup that overthrew the election, that overthrew the re-election of Donald J. Trump. And just in the recent days, we found in the recounts and the analysis and the forensic discoveries in the election in Maricopa County in Arizona, that there was major fraud. Tucker Carlson just announced last evening on his national broadcast on Fox that there's major, major evidence of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of fraudulent votes in Fulton County, Georgia, enough to overturn the election, enough to change the direction. You don't hear that on the Communist Network News. You don't hear that on the socialist Marxist media that's taking place today, because we're being told a lot of lies. We're being sold a bill of goods. We're being directed to think that the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth. We need to stick to the truth, understanding it. It's the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that made a statement that is very, very powerful. Jim DeMint warns Americans' decline linked to the death of truth. And he says, in part, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. He says, and I quote, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute indication of the failure of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ in America today. And we'll touch on some of those relevant factors later in this broadcast today. As we wrap up the broadcast, we'll talk about what needs to be done and where we need to go and how we need to redirect our thinking in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." I challenge you to do that today, to take a stand on the truth and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brand equipment like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's the location of that gigantic flag. You can find the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7 at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, at any point in place during the course of this broadcast today, feel free to dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Jump in the dialogue and the discussion. I'd love to hear your position, your thoughts about what we're saying today as we talk about watching prophecy fulfilled. Ladies and gentlemen, do you recall, and I literally ponder this as I'm making the statement to so many people today, because of the new position and the age of the audience, perhaps, that is out there. Don't know the age audience. But multitudes today will recall the Left Behind series. It was a video series that was popularized in the, I believe it was the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I didn't go back and try to recapture the exact date. But it was the Left Behind series. And this video series, ladies and gentlemen, there was a very intense, interesting, insightful scenes throughout the video. You will recall the interesting scenes where people were hiding and running and urgently trying to escape the global dragnet of the heavily armed, helmeted police that were coming in with chains and handcuffs to gather them together and force them to be vaccinated or to be marked as the mark of the beast. This global police group, ladies and gentlemen, were handcuffing people, putting, this is the video now of Left Behind series, handcuffing people, putting people in chains, dragging them, forcing them, every human being on the face of the globe, to submit to the mark of the Antichrist. In some of these dragnet scenes, people were praying as they were fleeing and hiding, but there was no hiding place, no place to escape the scrutinizing, all-seeing, ever-watching eye of the Antichrist and those on the face of the globe in that day. And it was projecting, ladies and gentlemen, after the rapture of the church, when the man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that's called the lawless one, steps on the scene and rules the world with an absolute iron fist. But in these scenes that's found in the old series Left Behind, there was no hiding place, no escaping the all-seeing, all-knowing, ever-watchful eye of the government. Big Brother. May I remind us that series Left Behind was popular. The all-seeing fantasy video was one that was looked at as simply a conspiracy theory, perhaps, or looked at as being just a fantasy video, looked at as being something that was spawned out of the mind of someone that was had gone off the rail with what the Bible really says. But ladies and gentlemen, today, what this was a movie then, what was only a fantasy series then, is becoming full reality today. And we're going to talk about that today. We're actually living in the day, witnessing the prophetic text being fulfilled. We're witnessing the government today becoming Big Brother, as portrayed in George Orwell's dystopian novel titled 1984. Orwell's portrayal of big government, Big Brother, watching every move, watching everything and every transaction, everything that's done on the face of the globe, and especially in the United States of America, with total control over all of the citizens. And also today, ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming very much a reality. Yes, we're witnessing prophecy being fulfilled. The stage is being set, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing the foreshadowing of the reality based on the Word of God as to what's going to take place during the days of the tribulation with the global leaders, United States included. The worldwide Marxist communist dictatorship with the utopian idea of a global government will come into full fruition. It's on the fast track today, after the rapture of the church, for the man of sin, the Antichrist, to step on the scene. All will be required by executive orders. I'm using this liberally. All will be required under executive orders of the demonically controlled political dictator to receive his mark. That indication of identification, that indication of authorization to be able to buy, sell, trade, or to do business in the days of the Antichrist. It's on the fast track. We're watching the scene being set, because in the Revelation text, in the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 18, which is the totality of the chapter, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, shop, travel, eat. You'll not be able to get food, clothing, and shelter unless you have that mark of the beast, the vaccine, as I want to call it, because that's what we're seeing taking place today. It's now becoming reality. The stage is being set. The scene is coming into focus. The action is now being brought out of the shadows into the full light of what is taking place. That's what we're talking about today. Love to hear from you. That telephone number is 831-0917. I believe we have Derby on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to comment on what is happening in Cuba right now today.
Yes, go ahead.
It is encouraging to see the demonstrations. They are the biggest in 62 years. That's great. But what can they do? They have no weapons and no internet. It is like a losing battle. Now, the best way to help the Cuban people today is to get rid of communism here first.
Yes.
Biden will do nothing to help the Cubans because he's a communist himself, and he would do nothing to hurt another communist country. Now, it would be great to return the internet to Cuba, but first we must break up the internet monopoly here and all the censorship that has been going on for years and years. And of course, I want to see Cuba free, but more so, I want to see America free. and the Republican Party is worthless. And with all due respect to President Trump and the White Hats, what in the hell are you waiting for? Why don't you act now? Time is past due.
Debbie, one of the things that I would like to just point out with a poignant response to what you're saying is that we're watching the people stand up, speak up, trying to be heard and seen in Cuba after 62 years of communist regime and the Gestapo approach of, in fact, I understand, Derby, that the average income for the average Cuban worker is about $15 a month. And yet the leadership, the elitists there, are faring well with their sumptuous living. But you're exactly right. What we have seen taking place in Cuba for the past 62 years is what we see now taking place in America with the silencing of Americans. And what we'll talk about also in this broadcast today fits into what you're saying is we're watching Big Brother, the social media, big tech, totally controlling what is said, what is seen, what is transmitted by the civilian government in America, by the civilian people, we the people in America. Our voices are not being heard. The total internet system has been shut down in Cuba, where they're shut out. In fact, the head of Homeland Security warned the Cubans that if you get in the boat and think you're coming 90 miles to safety, we're going to turn around and send you back. And yet we have open borders on the southern border where we're told that about 2 million people will come into America this year illegally. Joe Biden has already set the stages for a fast tracking of citizenship for that 2 million that's coming in so that they can be voters in the 2022 election. And yet shutting the door, slamming the door in the face of people that want to be free, that love America, and those that are standing. The primary problem is, Derby, that the President administration recognizes that the majority of the Cuban people vote conservative, vote for Republicans or those that are Republican representing conservatism in America. And that's the reason the door is being shut. But you're exactly right. What is happening today in Cuba is the future of what will be happening in the next few months in America, lest we wake up, sit up, and do something now.
Yes, and we have to recognize that we, right now, are living in a communist dictatorship.
Absolutely.
Americans
don't
want
to acknowledge. You touched on the Republican Party. The Republican Party is totally worthless. Gina Ellis, that was the former attorney representing Donald Trump and the Republican Party, Gina Ellis day before yesterday, said, what happened to the money? $220 million was contributed for the defense of Donald Trump and for the Republican issues of freedom. And she said, where did the $220 million go? She resigned from the Republican Party, says she didn't want to have anything to do with it because most of them were liars, and I call them liars and lunatics, and that's exactly right. I have historically said the Republican Party is the best exception and the best play, best direction to go, but I'm beginning to wonder. I will stand for the individual candidate if he is a Republican, but I will not send a dime to the Republican National Committee or any other national Republican outlet organization because it is wretched. It is no different when you look at the inside of it than the socialist Marxist Democrats in Washington.
Yes, the Democrats are the enemy and the Republican Party are the accomplices of the enemy.
You got it.
Well, that's what I have to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Derby. And we need to keep praying for the folks in Cuba that God will give them some way to find freedom. In fact, as I understand it, and I believe I received a video clip from someone yesterday, you're probably familiar with it, that showed the Gestapo police in Cuba going into home, beating the person half to death, and then killing him right there before his family. And
yeah,
that's taking place as we speak in Cuba today to prevent freedom from reigning in Cuba. And by the way, for our listeners to understand, and you might want to comment on it, right now Cuba is supported by the communist regime in Russia and out of China. And I'm fearful that in the very near future, they'll send in some either Chinese or Russian forces to quell the uprising of the people in Cuba.
Also, all the turmoil and communist revolutions in Latin America in the 60s and 70s came from Cuba. So Cuba has been hurting the USA from day one, and the USA has been doing little to nothing because there are way too many communists inside the U.S. government today.
Absolutely.
And 50, 60 years ago as well.
Yes, and it's grown exponentially in the past 50, 60 years. Derby, thanks so much. We need to keep on praying for the Cuban people, praying that God will open the eyes of the Americans to realize that that's the fast track of where we're headed in America, lest we wake up, sit up, speak up, do something, be heard, and be seen. Thank you so much, Derby. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the very serious subject of watching prophecy being fulfilled. We're watching that take place today. And I was going back by way of the opening monologue and talking about the old video series that was called the Left Behind series, where I had the depiction of the helmeted police coming in with chains and handcuffs to search out, go into every home, every closet, and find in every place across the globe those that they were going to drag kicking and screaming to be marked with the mark of the beast, as it's called in Revelation 13. And we're watching the stage being set today with very similar things taking place in the United States of America. Perhaps you're asking the question, just how is all of this coming to focus? Today, the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, with Joe Biden at the helm, has set into place the fulfillment of the future of America based on the authority of the Word of God and what's going to take place. I'm looking at a distressing article by the American Family Association, Tim Wildman. It says, how the Marxists could win America. He says, Marxists hate America. They hate individual freedom because they believe the state should rule men and women like sheep. They hate our Constitution because it limits governmental power when the socialist mindset is to aggregate power to themselves. They hate the Declaration of Independence because it recognizes and honors God in its history-shaking propositions that all men are created equal. They all are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That's why I regret to say that Marxists are going around in our nation and are closer than ever to overthrowing our constitutional republic. And as they continue to march through the institutions of our nation, the latest tactic is to divide American people in warring factions. Now more than ever, the wedge is being splintered into pieces in our nation. And he goes on to talk about the different wedges that's being used to splinter the people in America, to separate, segregate, and to divide us in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about watching prophecy being fulfilled. And just as the old Left Behind series showed the government big brother watching everything, listening to everything, finding and seeking everyone to force them to submit and surrender to the dictates of the utopian dictator leader, the Antichrist. By the way, just a little touch of information. The things that will take place in that day, it being the days of the tribulation, it's after the rapture, the church has taken place. It's after the child of God, the ones that have been blood bought, Bible saved, born again, have been suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. And in the closing days of the universe, the Antichrist will be on the stage, ruling and reigning with a dictatorial iron fist. How does he rule and reign with that iron fist? How does he know where everyone's located, what they're doing, what they're saying, where they're going, how they're traveling? Simply because of what we see taking place today, what is being set in place on a global basis, and what is being embraced and pushed and promulgated by the federal government of the United States of America today. We're setting the stage. We're putting the chessmen in place. We're watching the focus of the camera lens come into clear, sharp view of what God's Word says shall take place in those last days. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Matthew 24, verse 7 and following, for nation shall rise against nation. That word nation is the word ethnos. We get our word ethnicity, a race of people, an ethnic array, ethnic backgrounds. For ethnics shall rise against ethnic, that is, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, basileon, that is the rule and reign, nations that we would call them today, against nation. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are only the beginnings of sorrows. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Verse 10 says, then shall many be offended. That's the word scandalon, stumble and fall. Many shall stumble and fall, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Ladies and gentlemen, we see that on the fast track today. We're watching these things that are prophetically spoken of in the Scripture. We're seeing the camera lens come into sharp focus as the events of the day are leaping right off the pages of Scripture. We're watching prophecy being fulfilled in America and around the globe today. Here's an article that says, Marxist America, the new social, the new Soviet Union, dated July the 14th. Marxism is now filling the void of religion in America with its fervent belief in man as the new God. A 2019 Pew Research Center survey found that Christianity is rapidly evaporating in the United States, with only 65% of Americans now describing themselves as Christians. This is a shockingly rapid decline, considering that the number was well over 90% to be believers just a few years, believers in God, just a few years ago. Further, the article says, as Marxist atheism is now preached as a new gospel, with its hatred toward traditional values, mainstream media, schools, universities, popular groups such as Black Lives Matter, and the tone for a add to the tone and set the tone for a new phenomenon, Marxist America, the new Soviet Union. Dmitry Orlov stated, the United States is walking along the same path the Soviet Union. There are ominous rumblings on the horizon for the U.S. The collapse of the United States seems to be almost as unlikely now as the collapse of the Soviet Union was in 1985. Then he adds, since then, I have focused on what I saw as the main cause of the collapse in both the Soviet Union and now happening in America. Exorbitant debt, problems in the energy sector, unreformable political system, mired in corruption, their cities delusional in their feelings of omnipotence. The Soviet Union was Russia leaving its traditional historical orthodox values, implementing modern state atheism in a communist Marxist system controlled by a small ruthless elite who came to power through the bloody coup d'etat. Traditional values were brutally scrapped. A particular interesting trait is that the people were hailed in speeches, but in reality their role was to strictly obey the totalitarian communist rulers. With remarkably little personal freedom, free speech was non-existent. Whoever protested, lost their jobs, their standing in society, were sent to the Gulag concentration camps, or outright killed. The Russian writer, philosopher, and Nobel lecturer, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, described the Soviet experience this way, quote, men have forgotten God. That's why all this happened in Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say, men have forgotten God. That's why we see the implosion of morals and ethics and values in America today. This is the reason we see the Biden administration with the utopian mindset of bringing in a socialistic, communistic, Marxist-Leninist form of government that somehow, some way, it'll resolve all of the problems, notwithstanding the fact that there have been over 100 million people murdered, slain, through the communist network, the communist party, down through the centuries. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to inculcate a communist, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist system and not find it a destructive, detrimental thing to any citizens or any people around the globe. We're talking about today watching prophecy being fulfilled. All that we see happening, though it might be frightening on one side, though it might be ominous on one from one viewpoint, though it might seem as impossible, it's happening with lightning speed today in America because we're watching what is taking place as a result of man forgetting God, turning our backs on God, and we're seeing the implosion of the freedoms and the values and the culture that we have known now for 245 years as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our discussion about watching prophecy fulfilled right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.